He passed away about 32 weeks, and he was 90 minutes old.
Since losing her son Charlie, Carrie from Middleton has had to fight to get the emotional support that she needs to help her come to terms with his death.
When we stepped foot at the hospital, we had literally no support for aftercare or anything.
Well, we've got our hands on a report that says she isn't the only person in Leeds who struggled to get counselling. Radio Air's received an NHS report describing access to bereavement support services in the city as inadequate and insufficient. Carrie's stepmum Ruth told us that she isn't surprised.
We hoped that we were a minority case and that we were just unlucky with our experience, but to hear that there's so many people and that there's nothing there for people and that it's inadequate, it's just wrong. It shouldn't be happening.
Well, Carrie was eventually given 6 counselling sessions, but only after her MP, Hilary Benn, rang her GP surgery. I went to meet Andy Harris. He's one of the bosses at the new NHS organisation responsible for setting up these kind of services.
Well, it's a little bit difficult to comment on the report in detail because the report was done for the Leeds Primary Care Trust, and obviously that organisation doesn't exist anymore. We've clearly looked at the recommendations that are in that report, and we'd like to reassure people that we are actually looking at those and acting on those. And in particular, we're working with the Leeds Maternity Liaison Service Committee. It's a user group that represents the views of patients who've accessed maternity services in Leeds.
That's the issue for Carrie. Her son died nearly a year ago. It's coming up to the anniversary. And although she has received some counselling now, it was quite a battle for her to get to that point.
I apologise to her and other families who may have experienced any delay in accessing services at what is a really difficult and painful time in their life.
I'm sure that Carrie and her family will appreciate the apology, and they'll be pleased that you're reviewing the situation and looking at how you can make things better in Leeds. But there's no definite timescale on this, is there? It all seems a little bit wishy-washy.
Well, I don't think it is wishy-washy. You know, I'd like to reassure you that the work is genuinely going on to look at bereavement and counselling services. And as I've said before, we are working closely with the Leeds Maternity Liaison Service Committee and providers to ensure that we do develop a timely counselling service and in a timely fashion as well.